Today on the Trending 55 Hot Seat, we are pleased to be joined on the line right now by Nate Glibish, the Minister of Service Alberta. I guess, first of all, Minister, thanks for taking the time to join us here today.
Well, thanks for having me, Kyle. I'm pleased to be here.
And the main thing kind of want to talk about today is the province made a big announcement recently around investing in the province's first public sector artificial intelligence lab. Would you tell us a little bit what the province is looking to do here with this?
Well, sure. No, I'm super excited about this. And, you know, I often have said that technology is not just an industry, but it's the future of every industry. And it must also be the future of government. And, you know, as a former venture capital investor, you know, some of the most exciting innovations that I've had the privilege of witnessing that are transforming every industry today are data-driven innovations. So, in other words, these are innovations built with artificial intelligence and machine learning technologies. So that's why I'm so excited about our announcement earlier this week to launch govlab.ai, which is essentially an AI lab partnership between the government of Alberta and Alta ML and MyTax. So this is an exciting investment for us to apply more technology and innovation in everything we do, ultimately making sure that we can deliver better services, better outcomes, and better value for all Albertans.
And certainly we've talked a little bit before about the sort of how, you know, sort of the future is becoming sort of more and more digital. How will this sort of position the province for that digital future, if you will?
Well, I think it's going to do a couple of things. One, it's going to help to solve problems in new ways using more technology, using more digital tools to help equip the government to be better at delivering better outcomes for Albertans. But it's also going to create a critical mass for developing and attracting talent in this space. The most in-demand skill sets in Alberta and around the world today are for programmers and analysts and engineers and executives who have experience in artificial intelligence and machine learning. And we know that Alberta is already a global leader in training the best and the brightest in the space. But our investment that we announced this week with the new AI lab will help to create new opportunities for students and recent graduates in this space to apply their skills and their expertise to solve real-world problems with applied artificial intelligence. So this is going to be a super exciting way for us to retain and develop more of that talent in Alberta, and that's going to just contribute even more momentum into this exciting space, and that's one of the reasons why I really believe it has never been more exciting than it is today to be in the Alberta tech sector.
You mentioned a little bit on kind of the opportunities there. Of course, we all know that a lot of big thing around the province is about job creations and things of that note. So with this sort of artificial intelligence lab being set up now, what kind of opportunities can this create on sort of the some of the jobs and those kinds of things?
Well, a big opportunity is going to be for some of those students and recent graduates from some of our AI and machine learning programs at our various post-secondary institutions here in Alberta, because this is going to give them opportunities to come and work in this lab environment, to get mentored by seasoned executives in the space from Alta ML. And to work on real-world projects that are essentially challenges and opportunities inside of government to apply their skills to find new and creative ways to use technology to solve those problems. So I think some of the really exciting job opportunities here are going to be for some of those folks who are getting their start after having finished their education or just getting some practical experiential learning while they're in the middle of doing their studies. And it's going to prepare them for a much brighter future because once they are done all their studies, they're going to have this real-world experience they can point to and say, I've actually solved real-world problems. I've actually worked with government. I've worked with industry. I've done collaborations between the two of them. And I have a portfolio of accomplishments that I can point to. And that is going to set them up for enormous success.
And we talked a little about how, you know, some of these sort of skills involved in this are sort of becoming sort of more kind of in demand, if you will. Why don't you talk a little bit about sort of the demand for some of these skill sets as part of this sort of digital sort of space we're in with this?
Yeah, well, I can tell you, you know, every time I'm talking to entrepreneurs and innovators across the Alberta tech sector, the single common theme of all those discussions that I find is we need more people. And we need more people with these skills, specifically with the data and analytics skills and the artificial intelligence and machine learning, programming, coding, and strategic thought that comes with that kind of work. And again, like I said, we already have a reputation around the world as being among the absolute best to train people in these spaces. But what we want to work towards doing is helping to bridge beyond just the initial training and saying, let's give our students who are really good in this space something real world to work on so that they can bridge into actually having a career of applying these skills. And so that's one of the things I'm really excited about here. And then, you know, if you take our investment into this AI lab and add it together with some of the investments that my colleague, the Minister of Advanced Education, is doing to create thousands and thousands of new spaces in these highly in-demand skill set areas, including some of these AI and machine learning spaces, this is really going to be a recipe for great success to ensure that Albertans are going to have enormous opportunity to learn and develop skills in this space and to apply these skills to real world applications and to get a great start in a very fulfilling career.
And finally, whenever we have guests join us here at the Training 55 Hot Seat, we always like to throw out a little personal question or two there. Now, to get away from the digital world to the real world of sorts, of course, we are coming up on kind of the summer months. You know, a lot of people like to, you know, go out for maybe vacations to some different parks of the province. You yourself are the MLA for the riding of Strathcona Sherwood Park. What are some interesting things that you got to sort of in the riding that people might want to be interested in checking out over the next few months here?
Well, you know, I always love all of the outdoor summer events that are held in my community. Some great ones to look forward to would be the Sherwood Park Canada Day Parade in July. And there's also a couple of other parades. There's the Ardrossan Parade and Picnic, as well as the South Cooking Lake Parade and Picnic. So those will be a lot of fun. And this year, I'm really hoping that I can bring my son Max with me. He's 2.5. I think he's old enough now where he's really going to enjoy getting outside and meeting new people and just taking in all of the excitement. So that's what I'm really excited for in the upcoming couple of months.
All right. We'll certainly let you get onto that there. The Minister of Service Alberta, Nate Glubish, thanks for joining us here today.
Thanks so much for having me.